Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Head chef on the way. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has the best airports for fast food. But first time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
All right, let's jump right into birthdays. All the guys, I want to wish our son, Colby, a very happy fourth birthday.
Colby!
Mommy and Daddy love you so much. If we could have a green beans and some dad jokes from Miles, that would be great. Thanks, guys. That from Christopher.
Green beans. Green beans. Green beans.
If
green beans.
Kid-friendly dad jokes?
Some of them.
I got a couple.
Okay. Guys, I once hooked up with a Japanese porn star.
Jesus.
Yeah. But it was a total blur. It was pixelated, Ted.
Right out of the game.
Couldn't see anything.
Right out of the game.
Four. He's four.
All right.
He knows.
What's a guy with a large penis called?
What?
I knew you guys wouldn't know.
Good joke.
How do you find a blind man at a nude beach?
How?
It's not hard. When women sleep with a ton of dudes, she's empowered. But when us guys do it, it's gay all of a sudden. And Ted, this one's for you.
Don't involve me.
Where does Phil Collins record all of his music?
The Susu Studio.
A Stu Studio.
Right. There, that's a good.
That's
thing.
A gimme. Do you know why Tigger's head was in the toilet?
He's looking for poo.
Yeah.
All right. Oh man, you know these thrills. Do you know why there's no casinos in Africa?
I do. I will not ruin it.
It's too many cheetahs.
Got any more?
I do. My buddy's kid, she did a whole stand-up act for her outdoor school.
How about the bear that goes into the bar?
What happened to the bear that went to the bar?
Well, he goes in there and he orders. He sits down at the bar and he looks at the bartender and says, "Could I please have a Jack and Coke?" Bartender says, "What's with the big paws?" He's like, "I was born with them." Gotta work on your delivery, Mike.
Yeah. What did Mr. Spock find in the toilet?
The captain's log!
Guys, I want to wish my son Corbin a very happy 10th birthday. Can I get the captain talking about what it's like to hit double digits? And a quick pep talk from Coach Ted about his upcoming football season.
Yes, sir.
That's about to start. Thanks, guys, from Rock On. That from Jeff.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. I'll assume by double digits they're talking about your age and not the captain's conquest. Well, the nice thing about hitting double digits is it's finally you can tell people I'm a double D. Crunch bears. Double digits, Ted. I don't think they have breasts.
First of all, side pep talk for parents. Germans and captain. Make sure those kids are 18. All right, what's this kid's name?
I always do.
This is Corbin's 10th birthday.
Yeah. All right, Corbin, look. You're going to start playing some football. Let's learn a couple things very quickly. Number one, son, see what you hit. All right, it's called a form tackle. Even in the 90s when Coach was playing football, we did that, all right? Face mask up, see what you hit. Second of all, this is a collision sport. It's a violent sport, all right? Keep your head on a swivel. If you're not hitting something, paying attention, that's how you're going to get hurt. Third of all, don't be afraid to hit somebody, all right? It's football. Deliver the blow, son.
But y'all, today my son Andy has successfully survived 22 rotations around the sun for his day. Can he get the Dirty Germans to talk about his D&D character, One Arm Brad, and all the adventures that One Arm Brad has had? Thanks, guys. That from Squirrel.
Yeah, oddly enough, I knew someone that we called Squirrel because he always had nuts in his mouth. Yeah, and as far as one arm, they're simply referring to me below the waist.
Yeah, sees this one arm, Brad. It's a character in the D&D, so we know what he uses the one arm for, since it's not having sex with women.
Yeah.
Guys, I have to email my own birthday in because my wife doesn't listen. So how about the dirty Germans talking about me and the pregnant wife? First kid, by the way, for both of us. We'll do tonight after our ultrasound. Actually, it's hers. That from Brackett from Kamano Island. He's been listening since he was 10 with his dad.
Yeah, I'm on this one. After the ultrasound, simply tells the doctor, don't wipe it up. We'll just move some of that gel down.
Yeah. Yeah, if you could just squish it around the back. I don't want to injure the child. Yeah, actually, what's going to happen after the ultrasound is you're both going to stare at it and drink a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or you're going to cry when you see how small the penis is. Guys, I want to wish my husband, Jeff, a very happy 34th birthday. That from Wendy, dealer's choice there. She doesn't specify.
Dip responsibly.
Not said did you say drip responsibly?
No, I was going to say drink responsibly.
Oh, you say drip.
Well,
drip.
Generally we say drink, but it's dip responsibly.
Dip responsibly.
Who's the person, by the way, on the tall urinal that can't hit it? And pee?
I know!
What? How do you pee on the floor in a urinal?
Ah,
what is going on in there? It's every single day.
And then there's somebody who drips on that dries up on the very top, and it's brown. Like, they need to get themselves checked out. It's bad.
On the tall one?
Yeah.
Don't use it. Well, not on me.
I can't. Look in there right now, Ted. I swear to God, there's a puddle of urine underneath the urinal.
And who sheds their pubic hair like a poodle in the summer?
I
went in there yesterday, man, and I'm like, Mike, did someone get a haircut in here?
Mm-hmm. No, that's me, man.
You can tell by the length of the hair.
It's not me. I recently cleaned up.
Well, you and Mike, I debate on the red ones, but the longer it is, it could be Castle, but you guys are sure.
I don't use the tall urinal.
Well, okay. That's a good point.
Because it's too close to my equipment, so I get splashback.
I think it's Castle, man. That, and it's sad, but literally, I'm in the bathroom yesterday peeing. Going, my God, there's a lot of hair in here. Why do I think it's Ryan Castle's? Mm. Why am I having these thoughts?
Because he also does strut up to that urinal with a little too much confidence.
He struts around with a little too much confidence, period.
This one says, good morning, KISW.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Today's my birthday. Can you please send a shout out for me, please? Thank you. That from Melody Bales. Mike, can you just give a shout out to Melody Bales?
Melody!
There you go.
Bales, huh?
Mm-hmm. Guys,
Bales!
Jim's birthday is today. Can he get the turtles having sex and maybe a big old bong rip? He's 61. Maybe the dirty Germans. Thank you, guys. That from Holly.
Yeah, I know it's only March, but if you're lucky for your birthday, you'll still have a holly jolly Christmas or a jolly holly Christmas.
Yeah, it's the only part about holly I don't like is the little balls part always red.
Yeah.
Real quick on turtle sex, I was randomly somewhere the other day. These people did not know the show, and they engaged me in a conversation about the sounds of turtle having sex.
Okay, if they don't know the show, I'm curious to know how you broach the topic.
They brought it up and were like, have you ever heard it? And I said, are you effing with me?
Right.
Are you effing with me? And they were like, no, it's crazy. And I was like, you don't have to tell me. And they're like, what do you mean? I'm like, well, I work on a radio show. It's kind of a big deal, blah, blah, blah. It got to the point where my buddy was like, here's the shirt.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. That had to be the strangest conversation. Hey, you ever heard turtles have sex? Actually, I have.
Yes. Yeah. I was like offended.
I know.
And they were like, no, it's a turtle having sex with a shoe. Because their point was turtles are horny freaks.
Mm-hmm. And we got that from the sound.
Yeah.
Also known as horny.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Guys, my husband turned 67 today, loves the show. He's Jamaican, so of course he's working today, has three or more jobs. Could you give him a fish sandwich salute because he sings it every friggin' time he hears it? Thanks, guys. That from Tracy.
Can I get a fish sandwich? Oh, you know I gotta eat right. Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich? You put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Beauty. Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Robin. Head chef, not trying to cram your style here real quick, but let everybody know that if you're headed to T-Mobile tonight to the Mariners home opener, you can find delicious Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing in the following locations. Keep these in mind depending on where your seats are. Now, if you are in section 319, that is the upper deck. It is available at the Good Hops Beer Stand. Again, section 319, the Good Hops Beer Stand has the Men's Room IPA. Also, if you're at club level, section 243, the third base bar. Just remember, club level, third base bar, section 243 has the Men's Room
IPA. I've been there. That bar is awesome.
It's a great bar. Yeah, no, it's fantastic.
Terrace Club.
Yes. Very swanky. Very nice. They will actually bring you the beer. The waiter, waitress.
In that level. Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to get out of your seat. They'll just bring you the beer. They give you, come out with a sheet and check it off, and boom. It'll be there in like 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's great.
Holiday, coming up, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day, speaking of, but first.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now. Here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Hey, what else? Another Mariners game. You pop into King Street. Be afraid to go in there. Ask for Troy. He's the owner. Tell Troy. Ted said, get the men's room on. Maybe if you go over to
Slot. Tell him something else.
Oh, I like Troy's friend. If you go into Shane and Shelly Sluggers.
Shane and Shelly.
You tell Shane or Shelly. Ted said, hey, get the men's room on.
There you go. Do it. D-Ted Smith says, get the men's room on.
This is how you do it, folks.
Uh-huh. There's a couple other bars down there where I dare you to do it.
Well, good news. If you enjoy what I would think is the finest steak in Seattle, maybe in April you can get there.
Oh, really?
And I'm going to text today from a good friend of ours. Now, the opposite of that would be fast food.
Yeah.
So today we have a list of the best airports for fast food. Now, also, you got to keep in mind, this list is a little misleading because part of it is wait times for the fast food.
Okay. All right.
So some of the top airports on here don't have the busiest wait times because they're not the busiest airports.
Fair enough.
There's also the number one airport. I don't know why. I've never heard Thrill or Mike talk about it. For some reason, it's a circle of hell that Miles and I only seem to get stuck in. Cincinnati.
Yes.
I was only there once.
Which is Covington, right? Because it's the Cincinnati, Ohio airport, but it's in Covington, Kentucky.
Correct.
The plus side, if you're a cigarette smoker, they actually have a smoking lounge where you can drink a beer in there.
You're in Kentucky now.
Correct. I've been rerouted through there a couple times, but they have... If you're jonesing for fast food, they say the best place to fly into is Cincinnati. The average number of daily passengers per fast food place is 6,916. That's compared to an average of more than 25,000 passengers across all airports.
And that is where I've got skunked on the Chick-fil-A. So if they still have that one, that's still going to be there.
You know, it's funny, and you brought up Chick-fil-A earlier. I don't know if a lot of people know Chick-fil-A's story, but Chick-fil-A... it's kind of weird because you brought up Waffle House as well.
Yeah.
And why they don't have those in airports. So Chick-fil-A, when that guy made the Chick-fil-A sandwich, he started selling them in Waffle Houses.
Really?
But his sandwich got so popular that Waffle House was like, hey, we don't like people are just coming in for your sandwich. So then he started in malls, because that's how I remember it. Columbia Mall in Maryland had a Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm. And then in the South, they started opening freestanding Chick-fil-A's. Now... you know, they're all across the country. But that was a big thing. Like growing up, right, Maryland played in the Atlantic Coast Conference, the ACC. So you'd always see commercials for Food Lion and Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm. But even then, you had to go to a mall to go find a damn Chick-fil-A.
Right. Obviously, same with Sparrow. No freestanding Sparrows.
You know, that's a good point.
Yeah. Aunt Annie's Pretzels. There's a bunch of those things that are pretty well mall exclusive.
They are. I think nowadays, because of the fact that malls aren't as big time, more of those stores, I think, will be freestanding.
I mean, I can see it with the pizza place, but, like, if your whole thing is pretzels, like,
Well, Panda Express. I mean, I know there's one where you used to live, close to that QFC, but typically, you're going to a mall.
There is
freestanding. And there's Panda Express in airports. I've seen them.
And Panda Express now does drive-thru, so I think that's easier. And I think, look, Aunt Annie's, I feel like if they did a drive-thru pretzel joint, people would do it.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, I just don't know if it's sustainable enough. You're right.
Because it's very a snack good. As opposed to a meal.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, look, I'm not against eating pretzels for a meal, but I don't know that anybody, like, you would never tell a kid, let's have pretzel, unless it's a fun dinner. Thing. Right.
If we're at a sporting event. I do think Andy's Pretzels would be wise to do something like Krispy Kreme did, and they didn't need to, but team up with McDonald's.
Thank you.
Team up with someone else who says, hey, we have Andy's Pretzels.
Well, not only do that, give them a bun to put on a burger.
Yeah, something. So,
yeah, it's not too. A bad idea. Some of the other top airports in here was George Bush International in Houston.
I've never flown in there. That's one airport in there.
But I've been to the Houston airport, pretty damn big.
Yeah.
So, and honestly, Texas is Texas.
I mean, come
on. They
the food is going to
been
be good.
Dallas, but never Houston.
They have everything. I actually like the Dallas airport. Another massive one.
I've never actually been to the Dallas airport.
You step outside, it's another.
I can believe that.
Yeah, they just have. Let me ask you this. How often do you guys get fast food when you go through airports?
Depends on the time and how much time I have on the layover.
I rarely do. I will get it for the kids. The kids know it. The kids like it. But for me, honestly, I'm just trying to find either they choose to sit down at the bar or I want to sit down in a restaurant that serves beer. You know what I mean? So the kids, I'll get fast food just kind of shut them up or whatever, or right before we get on the plane. But if we eat at the airport and I'm with the kids, we're going to a sit-down restaurant just because they serve alcohol.
If I have a hangover, like if I'm in Vegas, so the day before, the day you leave Vegas, you're feeling like ass.
Yeah.
So the Seattle terminal, you walk by the Burger King. What I do is I go and just get a cheeseburger or something to just kind of grease my stomach up.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I walk down a little bit farther to where the gambling area is, smoke a cigarette, rip one of those, then walk back to the bar right beside the Burger King.
Yeah.
And then wait for my flight.
Mike, do you grab fast food at the airport?
You know, only if I'm starving, to be honest with you, just because I know that they jack up the prices of it, or if it's a place that I've never been to. The one exception is that I tend to fly earlier in the morning, so if there's a Dunkin' Donut somewhere, I'll go get coffee just because we don't get that anywhere around here. But other than that, I'm kind of with Steve. Like, I'll go sit down and grab a beer. That's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like I'm with you. If I'm in an airport, I try to sit down and, number one, I do enjoy a beer.
That's it.
But number two, it's like if I have time and I'm there early enough, I kind of want to eat something. And if I'm not going to get a beer, I'll stop at one of those stands and get a wrap.
Sure.
And eat that. But I just worry about eating fat. I've taken so many flights. And I worry about just having
your stomach
on a flight.
Yeah, that's a different experience.
I will say this. There is plenty of times I've gotten off a flight, especially in Seattle back in the day. The airport's changed now.
Yeah.
And I would grab fast food when I got off the flight and just hop in a cab and take it home with me. But generally, and Mike made a good point, if it's some weird exotic fast food, which I know sounds like an oxymoron, that you don't get anywhere else, I'd probably do that, right?
Give it a try.
Also, if you don't want to poop for days and you're flying out of Payne Field, they have a Beecher's cheese. That's a restaurant there. So you can get a Beecher's cheese plate, then get on your Alaska flight, order another cheese plate. By the time you get to your destination, no poops for days.
I will say, I oftentimes when I leave Seattle, if I get there early enough, I will go to Beecher's. Get some cheese. They usually sell some type of cured meat as well.
Yeah.
And then I don't tell people, I don't know. I think it's fine. You're flying. And then when you show up, it's I brought charcuterie for later.
I know. You look like a good guy.
Yeah, exactly. Basically, they also looked at some things that people like, what they encounter. And look, Miles, you talked about it. Chick-fil-A rules. 42% of the airports looked at said they have at least one Chick-fil-A. Some have multiple. Burger King is next. 30% of them have a Burger King.
Okay.
Which is kind of funny because McDonald's reigns supreme.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, when I think airport fast food, it's always the king.
Yep. Right. But I think that's why Burger King is can we get into the
airport? And you mentioned Atlanta and the fact that I go to Bojangles.
Bojangles, yeah.
I do if it's in the morning on a red eye. But any other time, I will go to the Varsity and get their hot dogs. So they have those
right.
In the airport. I'll just go get a Varsity dog, and I'm like, this is freaking awesome.
Wendy's is next after that, then McDonald's and Subway, and then Panda Express last. I like Panda Express. To me, that's a very specific kind of urge.
It is.
We talk about the difference between, say, a Taco Time and a Taco Bell.
Right.
Panda Express, I love their orange chicken. And
everybody does.
But that's another one. I don't know if I'm housing Panda Express and then hopping on a flight.
If you want to sleep on the plane.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny because BWI, Baltimore Washington International in Baltimore, shows up on the list. They have a lot of fast food there. Just
locals kind of thing here, as somebody that's lived in both places. If you like Alaska Airlines and you're taking that 5:30 flight,
yeah,
there is a place right by the gate called the Green Turtle.
Oh, yeah.
Now, dude, it's not the best crab cake you're going to have.
But it's better than anything you've had here.
Don't they have a Jimmy's in the airport? A BWI?
No, I don't know. I know on good authority.
The Green Turtle is.
The Green Turtle is right by the gate. You can chill there pretty long, yes, get a crab cake sandwich, some beers,
yeah,
maybe some Old Bay chicken wings. It's still worth the flight in plenty of time.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Shout of the Day's coming up. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, so coming up, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. Older Americans have twice as many STIs than they did a decade ago.
Yeah, getting jiggy, baby.
Jim, right. Just means that older Americans are having a lot more sex than they were a decade
ago. And not caring.
No. Okay. Have fun.
We'd like to thank the villages of Florida for contributing heavily to that stat.
Hey, baby. Need another Mai Tai?
What makes them older? Like, what's the age?
It's kind of what I was wondering. 65 and above?
It's like as if it's, you know.
I don't want to know that number.
I know. I'm at the age now. Yeah, I don't want to know
because I'm probably there.
I get it.
Oh, I want to know.
I don't.
I'm guessing it's 60. I feel like when you say that, you're talking retirement age or older.
Yeah.
That's just my general. I don't know if that's the case. That's just how I feel.
Well, there's like a term that, like, I can't really Google anymore because those women are my age.
Yep.
I know exactly
the term you're talking about, Ted.
Yeah. But, like, I'm kind of at the age now at 43 where I'm like, I don't know. What is she, 60?
Oh, no. Everything changes.
Yeah. Like, I like an early dinner on a Saturday.
I'd like to meet your mother.
Yeah. I told Mike earlier, I'm also at the age where, like, I have some buddies I know who are, like, in their 50s. Like, Facebook sends you suggestions. I'm like, oh, this chick's hot. She's like 27. Then I'm like, God damn it, that's my buddy's daughter.
Oh.
According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the rates of STIs in adults aged 55 and older have doubled over the past decade.
Yeah, I'm part of the club now.
Yeah.
You had an STI?
No, but I need to. I'm failing everybody.
You've never had one?
Crabs, that was it.
Okay. I don't even think that counts.
He's okay.
It doesn't really.
It's the most problematic, but.
There have been people I've been with where I'm like, man, I should get checked. Right? It's just feeling, and so far, I've been in the clear, but yeah.
I kind of like being the one in this room that hasn't.
That doesn't have an STD?
I don't think I've gone through it.
You've never lived. Come on, Mike.
You got to be irresponsible.
Yeah, be a little irresponsible. Put it in places. Yeah, come on.
Mike, I'll swear to God, sometimes you don't even think you're being irresponsible.
No.
I know.
No. It's. Look. You could go into a trash dump, right?
Sure.
And not catch any disease.
Yeah.
Not get sick, dig through garbage. Everything's fine.
Eat a dead raccoon that you stole from a hobo.
You could stay in the Ritz and get a disease.
That's right.
Just remember, man, it's like the cover of the book. Be careful.
Nope, lockdown. Good to go, baby. All right. I'm all right.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to sweat it now.
Exactly.
I'm going. Right, there's only two of us in here.
Right, if you get one, you're going to have questions. Yeah. Did you give this to me? Did I give it to you?
Multiple women online said that they
were...
It
was the dog.
Maybe he's a swinger. You don't.
You know, I don't know that.
Right. Yeah, you don't know.
You see any pineapples around
Steve,
the place?
Steve could be a swinger. Mike could be a swinger. We don't know.
Mike and I swing together.
Yeah.
We do, man.
Only on Saturdays. Third Saturday of each month.
A few weeks ago, I slept on his couch.
Third Saturday of each month.
You were in a bed.
I was true.
You did make it through the bed, right?
Yes, I did. Okay, yeah. Oh, good. Oh, good. Multiple women online since.
Did you
know where you were when you woke up?
Oh, yeah.
You did?
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I knew where I was the entire time.
Okay.
In hell.
There's just nothing you can do about it.
Exactly. Multiple women online said that they were punched in the face while walking around New York.
I read about this a couple days ago.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's not, I don't think it's one person either.
No, it's not. I was scrolling through TikTok and I caught three different videos of women. They're like, I just got punched in the face. Like, the hell's going on, New York?
But it was all New York.
Right. Like, she said that. And then a bunch of other women were like, me too, but within a time frame where you go like, okay, what's up? Like within the last 2 weeks.
See, mine wasn't even me too. I got three in the same night, dude. And they,
Jesus.
It's not like, I know that people have been having issues and I just got it too. Like, no, they're like, dude, this guy came out of nowhere and he just punched
me. So there's no confrontation, there's no talk, you're just sucker punched.
And there's no follow-up, right?
Right.
They punching women. And then they just take off, yeah. Yeah.
Bitches.
Grow the hell up.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, that, but pushing pathetic. People on trains. New York's got a lot of weird stuff going on.
Right? It also has that many people.
It does. But and it's always had issues, but there's something has spiked lately, right? Like you said, the subway used to be made fun of because there's rats and it smells like pee. Both of those things were true. But now, just the level of violence on these subways has escalated. No one knows exactly why.
It's not like on the BART in San Francisco. Like, this is repeatedly the New York subway.
Yeah, but also... You hear, I mean, the New York subway in the 80s was violent, like death. So I'm saying, like, I don't know. You hear about it more. I feel like the 80s, New York City was dangerous.
They've stepped up the light rail.
It was
here.
Super bad. The problem is, Ted, like anything, if you're not old enough to remember, this is new to you. Because you're correct, in the 80s, yeah. Like, dude, Times Square, you did not go to Times Square. Now, correct. If you go to New York, you're going to Times Square. But they cleaned it all up, and that helped. They had a good 30-year run. So I guess you're going back through this whole wave again. You'll clean it up again, you get another three-decade run, and it'll go back to crap.
Mm-hmm. There's a team of researchers in Belgium attempting to use AI to brew the best-tasting beer ever.
I mean, maybe they pull it off. My only thing with AI is, what does it know if it doesn't have taste buds? I can say, look, these are the most popular recipes, sure. But with that, you know, where AI is different than humanity, other than everything, is it could scour the internet in a billionth of a second to tell you these are the most popular beers.
Right.
Where AI goes wrong is, therefore, people like these beers. It's Bud Light. It's Budweiser. Beers are absolutely awful.
See?
But I would look at sales and go like, okay, people love the Sapporo, massive. What is it out of China? Is it Sing? Something like that. Massive beer. So you'd mix all these things together, try to come up. And in the end, you're just going to come up with a light lager that tastes like beer, but it's not necessarily good.
See, where I think it's going to go is it's going to go for the flavor profiles and all that. They're going to read all kinds of blogs and whatnot, and they're going to figure out what the people like. And at the end of the day, they're going to craft a fantastic beer, and it's going to taste just like the Men's Room IPA from Black Raven.
You know what? You're absolutely right.
Well played, Mike.
What you did there.
Look for the bright yellow
can. We take the best of the best, and it's Men's Room IPA.
Bam.
You sons of bitches.
I would also say, though, I'm with you. Like, everybody has different tastes. Look, AI can come up with the perfect woman. That doesn't mean it's my taste.
Correct.
I'm sure I'd find it attractive.
What I've seen so far, yes.
I would.
Yeah.
But AI, here's the thing. Great. You came up with the most beautiful woman. Can you make her real?
Right.
And be attracted to bald black dudes in their 50s with tattoos.
Right.
Because if you can't, you mean nothing to me.
Says outlandish things. Of course, I'd love to sit here and watch you play video games. That sounds like an excellent night.
You're the best bass player I've ever heard.
Would you like me to support you?
Yes.
How about you get up and watch soccer, then American football, and then a taped race of Formula One? Like, let's get married,
right?
I love when you drink beer at 10 a.m. on NFL Sundays.
Wait, Ted,
and
I just remembered.
And how you cuss at the screen.
Isn't the Formula One race tomorrow?
All you need to do is wake up and start making mimosas. Make a pitcher of them. That is the distractor.
Right.
And then you make your own drink.
Mine's already made.
Yeah. Well, because you took it back in a shot before she walked back in the room.
You're right, Miles. You deserve another shot.
Yeah.
Are you sure you've had enough to drink? I think we should stay for one more.
I'm just calling to tell you, Miles, please stay out with your friends and enjoy yourself at the bar.
I was just going
to
say,
let's hang out with your friends again. Okay, honey. I mean, your one friend's okay, but yeah, we can hang out with my friends again.
I love it when you guys argue about sports. It turns me on.
Yes. You said you were done golfing at 4.
I'm so glad you did not come home.
I'm glad you had fun. That's really
can't
what makes me the
happiest.
Can't you
just get a boyfriend on the weekend? Leave me alone.
You're looking for a weekend boyfriend for the
you,
wife.
You have Fact. A pass, man. Just go. I'd rather deal with that than deal with your friend. Right.
She would also say other things like, your barbecue's not dry at all. Thanks. It's my first time doing a brisket.
Thanks, baby.
I enjoy how many choose the taste to break the brisket down. Brisket?
I'm going
to. Did you buy one?
Not yet. I know where I'm going, though.
All right, okay.
I'm going to get this thing done, dude. I'm going to do
it. I like it when it's tough.
Hey, look.
I like that instead of just burnt ends, Mike, it's the whole thing.
Don't beat yourself up on brisket.
I know.
I mean,
I know.
Trust me, that's the most difficult thing I think there is to
beat. I'm excited though, man. I'm excited. Anyway, do you guys know what today
Who
is?
Who says meat has to be tender?
Not the cunt.
You're right. Let's just do mouth stuff.
On you.
All right, sorry. You're right. I do feel like doing all the work again.
No. Show up from behind.
Please, let me.
Come on, AI. Tell you do that, you're nothing. You're nothing.
This is getting bad. You guys know what
it's
today is.
It's getting accurate.
Opening day.
You're damn right, Ted. It's opening day, and we all know the rules of baseball in here when it comes to, you know, the basics of gameplay, but if there's one thing that's kind of the bane of a lot of different fans' existence, as well as players, are those pesky unwritten rules, right? Those rules that aren't exactly on the rule book, but, man, you can't do that because of the old school way. In fact, let's get into it.
The Men's Room Top 10.
10 of baseball's unwritten rules. I don't want to talk about the unwritten rules of baseball.
Huh?
I don't mind sounding a bit of a purist or a curmudgeon when it comes to the game I love. I'm a National League guy, and you went and ruined it. You put 9 people on the field. Those same 9 people get an at-bat. You don't bring in a designated hitter. Ooh, but it makes the game so much more exciting. No, it's not that tough.
Ooh, we have to protect the ace pitcher's arm. Give me a break.
I will die on this hill.
He will.
And Mariners fans, 108 years. I have been a Cubs fan since I was 4 years old. I am 49 now. 45 years. 1 World Series in my lifetime 8 years ago. Calm down. Go Mariners.
Never in our existence, VD.
You don't think it'll happen in your life?
I didn't say that. I just said in our existence, we haven't had it.
Oh, in our, okay.
108 years, me. Well, you were alive for 80 of them, so shut up.
Baseball's unwritten rules.
He will. He is bitched about the designated hitter.
How long has it been?
For a long time, dude. Like, he bitched about it before it became a rule that it was, you know.
Do you know who he reminds me of?
Who?
My very good friend Tony, who's also a curmudgeon and will admit it, just like VD does. To this day, he refuses to listen to Pearl Jam because they replaced Andrew Wood, who died, by the way.
Right.
So I had to boot him out in Mother Love Bone. I mean, to this day, he's like,
stop,
I won't do it,
man. Him out.
I was like, bro, it's been 3 decades, man. Won't do it.
Baseball's unwritten rule book, don't steal bases, swing at 3-0 pitches, or otherwise run up the score when ahead by a large margin.
Say that again. If you're at the pro level, you can swing at a 3-0 pitch.
Basically, if you're ahead by a large margin, you do not steal bases, you do not swing at 3-0 pitches, and you do not run up the score, basically.
Well, a large lead has nothing to do with a 3-0 pitch.
Right. Like,
I feel in professional sports, no one's running up the score. I think Bill Belichick, who's not my favorite, had one of the best quotes. They beat the piss out of the Bills probably like 15 years ago. But like, you ran up the score. He goes, we did not run up the score. He goes, it is not my job to tell my team to stop playing. It's the other coach's job to tell his team to stop us. And I'm like, you know what? Once you get paid, brother, it's not personal. Right? I'm not trying to crush you. But if you can't stop me, I keep going.
It's also tough, too, like, I coached a lot of baseball in my teenage years when I stopped playing, like later teenage years and early 20s.
Okay.
I have coached teams that we were just better. And I had umpires before, like, just keep running. Have them swing at everything. I was trying to run my kids into outs.
Right.
And the other team was so bad, they couldn't even throw the ball.
And you're like, come on. That's why
you need a 10-run rule.
Yes.
I'd say,
correct.
Make it out to the 6th inning in all levels of baseball. So Little League's a little bit different because they only go 6 innings.
Sure.
But every other, dude, if you're beating a team by 10, then the game
Kill
is
it.
Over.
Yeah.
No, the game is over as soon as you score that run. It's like, boom, we win.
Don't swing at the first pitch after the pitcher has allowed back-to-back home runs.
Wow. Oh. Are you kidding?
I mean, look, I'm not a big fan of swinging at the first pitch, period, but
I am.
I'd
go for it.
You know what, Miles? We're not going to do this on the air.
No, we're not.
All right. We obviously coach different.
I know.
I'm just saying, I don't like. I've never even heard that one.
As far as the conventional retaliation, who's the target?
The next batter?
The next batter. Oh, throwing at hitters is the conventional retaliation. Pitchers relieved mid-inning must stay in the dugout until the end of the inning. I've never even heard of that.
I've never heard of that.
Oh, like he can't go... If I relieve you, Ted, you sit in that dugout until I'm finished, and then you
can go.
Yeah,
because you got to watch. You got to watch the guy that relieved you.
Right.
That's just
well, first. You left the men on base, so you got to see how the inning ends.
Correct.
I mean,
that's on you. Because that's on you.
These are very ticky tacky, yes, and again, like I'm joking with Miles, but I think this depends on how you're coaching your team and what your set of rules are.
Don't step on the pitcher's mound. Never.
Well, yeah. I mean, I feel that's fair. That's just a respect thing. Man.
Don't walk in front of the catcher. If you're coming up to bat and you need to cross over, you go behind the umpire in order to get to your batter's box.
Huh. I didn't know that one.
I don't know that.
I've never heard that one.
It wouldn't be disrespect. Scope it out now, dude.
I would not even think about it.
I've never heard of that one.
Neither have I.
Never. I mean, also,
never.
To me, it's we always thought it was a sign of disrespect. And also just, I don't know, man. You never know when a ball is going to get thrown in. He might change out a ball. Like, I always thought of it as a safety thing, too.
I love this
one. I would think more safety.
Yeah. I love this one. When you're listening to a game, the Ted Smith, he's out on the mound, and he is just pitching a burner of a game. In fact, you know, it's seventh inning here, Steve. As a matter of fact, if you look at that scoreboard there, Ted's got a no-hitter going there in the seventh inning.
Do not talk to the pitcher. Never bring it up.
Don't even talk.
Don't say it.
My buddy did it while he was driving last week.
No.
He goes, we've barely hit any traffic. And I went, dude,
what's wrong with you?
You got a perfect game.
Right. There are certain things
you feel like. We're almost there.
When the universe is smiling upon you. So, no-hitter, getting all the green lights. It seems like there's this universal belief, like, the universe is smiling on us. Don't bring it up.
It's like the guy that announces the fact this guy hasn't missed a field goal all year.
Right. You know what's going to happen.
My friend just goes, hey, you just had four pars in a row. And I'm like,
you.
Now I'm not going to.
Yeah, golf course a little different.
You a little salty.
Yeah, he's competing
still,
with
you. You still owe Jay a little hand action.
No, I think I owe more now.
Still on no hitters, don't bunt during a no hitter.
Oh, I disagree with that. I love it.
Why?
Bunt.
Why? It's a play.
Yeah.
I'm trying to win the game. I'm glad.
Because that is a scuzzy way to get rid of a no-hitter.
No ton is putting a guy on first.
Unless it's an actual strategy of yours.
What if it's me ending your no-hitter. Because if I'm on the opposing team, I don't care that you're throwing a no-hitter beyond the fact that my team's not hitting. But to Miles' point, if I can get a guy on base, which makes my next batter very important to me, I'm doing the whole point to me, if they're paying you money to compete at that level, is to win the effing game.
Mike, also something else. If you're throwing a no-hitter, you probably have not walked a lot of batters.
Oh, yeah.
There has not been anyone on base. That pitcher's been throwing from the windup the entire game. If I get on with a bunt, now the guy who's been money on the windup has to go to the stretch. That's a different way to pitch, and he hasn't pitched it all day long. So I'm going
to
My goal is to put the pitcher in the stretch position.
Don't yell anything when an opposing fielder is trying to catch a ball.
Everybody does it.
Apparently, A-Rod once famously yelled, I got it, when a Blue Jays player was trying to catch a ball.
You should call the center fielder's got that.
Center fielder gets the ball, too.
No, center fielder's got the call even on the infield.
That's a little ticky-tacky. I was not a big fan of the kids I coach in doing it, but you play enough baseball, enough leagues, there's some teams that do it.
If it's kids, that's one thing. But, I mean, think about football. Every time they line up, or let's think about Max Crosby. Dude, why'd you calling me little boy? Like, you're talking before the play. They're trying to get in your head.
You bet.
Again, my goal is not to let you in. My goal is to beat the living hell out of you.
And then the number one unwritten rule of baseball, and it has to do with us adult fans. If you catch a foul ball and you look around and there's a doe-eyed little child there staring at that foul ball that
Wait till you grow up, boy.
Yeah, exactly.
Or his father should have caught it.
You're damn right. Your dad's got doggone butterfingers over there. Get a better dad, not my ball.
Yeah, your dad, your uncle, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A Bojangles in North Carolina has gone viral online, Miles.
Why is that?
I'll tell you all about it at 5:50.
I like Bojangles. Yeah. Okay, headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK. Have we made it to drinking time?
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.